Howdy, folks. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news, health research. Hope you guys are a fantastic morning today, and you're staying healthy as you always are, and keeping the truth and the news out there that's actually happening. I told you yesterday, there's so much stuff that's been all over the place. You know, you can't even hardly tell what's AI anymore most of the time, or what's actually theater. And maybe that was the entire point, as we discussed.
Well, if you can't verify a story with two or three sources, there's no point even reporting on it, because there's a high probability it's not real anyhow.
That's a fact. We've talked about that.
That's why this show has become increasingly more difficult to do, simply because you're having, you know, it has, because you have to filter through all the trash.
Well, there's been multiple, like the kangaroo on the airplane. You know, that one got me at first. I thought that was a pretty cool video. Everybody's like, yeah, it's AI. I'm like, oh, I thought kangaroos on here, his little boarding pass. It's like, but the thing is, that's why we have to spend so much time on the show. So again, thank you for supporting this show, forwarding this show, getting at least your ultimate multiple from us, and trying some products out, and getting the truth out there and staying healthier. Because it takes, like you said, it's increasingly more work to get this information out.
Well, you know, the Kremlin now is putting out a bunch of propaganda. Surprise, surprise. Oh, my gosh. You know, Stalin was such a butcher. He killed between 15 and 100 million of his own people. Yeah. You know, 50 million died, you know, World War II. You know, they had the siege of Leningrad and Stalingrad. And, I mean, it was unbelievable what happened to Russia in World War II and how they killed their own soldiers. I mean, they told their soldiers if they tried to basically, survive and surrender or retreat, they would shoot them as they were running backwards. And they did. By the thousands, including officers. Enemy at the Gate. You watch that movie. And what's crazy is the Kremlin says it seems the end of the world is upon us because we've never lived through something worse. Now, I don't know who in the world is their spokesperson. This is crazy. Putin's spokesperson has addressed the growing fear that the end of the world is upon us. Dmitry Peskov, who's about as dumb as a box of rocks, also hit out on a breakdown in international law as massive U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran continued in an onslaught that the Kremlin has labeled a perfect storm. By the way, there are 20 countries involved in this now.
I saw that. I don't think that is theater.
No, I don't either. Because, you know, for some reason, you know, Iran decided to bomb a bunch of, you know, Arab countries because they say they're in collusion with Israel. That's why they're doing it.
Well, they are.
Well, and they are because they have Israeli central banks.
Central banks, yep.
Dmitry Peskov also hit on a breakdown of international law. Russia appears helpless to assist Iran, except possibly providing intelligence on American and Israeli military positions. The biggest problem they're going to have is the rearmament of Iran, because China and Russia both made sure that the amount of armament that was used a few months back when Trump decided to bomb that nuclear facility was restored.
Yep.
But now they've got their highways, they've got their, if they have a railhead, I'm not sure what they have in that country, it's all being monitored by satellite. And, you know, it's all being monitored by our missiles. And there's not a whole lot of possibility of sending stuff to them without being intercepted.
Well, I think Israel hit that oil field yesterday. That thing's a pluming. I mean, it had massive, massive explosions.
Well, Trump's got really mad about that, because the problem is that's infrastructure. And, you know, remember we talked about this a few months ago when World War II happened, you know, there were oil fields and refineries and all types of oil installations that were owned by Standard Oil in Germany, which were Rothschild owned, and they refused to bomb them.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. You sit there and go, well, we're going to bomb them, we're going to do this, but it's our own infrastructure that we need to use after we get this war closed out.
And plus, Germany's figured out how to take coal and turn it into diesel fuel.
Yeah.
And we got to have that technology, so we're not going to destroy what they've developed, and they didn't. And so, you know, a lot of places like Rothenburg, you know, and, you know, Neuschwanstein and Linderhof, they weren't bombed. These are castles in Germany, because they said, no, we don't want to destroy the cultural heritage of Europe. But yeah, they still went in February of 1945 and killed up to 500,000 people in Dresden with firebombing and concussion bombing and incendiary bombing, and then strafed the women and children at the river there with 50 caliber, you know, fire from the P-51 Mustangs. So it was a real mess in Germany. And for Russia to come in and say, it's the worst thing, it's the end of the world, is complete and total nonsense as far as I'm concerned. And another thing that's complete and total nonsense, Kanye West has announced major career comeback in a new L.A. show after being blacklisted from Hollywood over anti-Semitism, which he's saying now that the anti-Semitism was because of his bipolar disorder. And that he's apologizing.
He's all over the place, man.
Well, you know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, it's unreal what's happening. U.S.-Israel attacks on Iranian oil depots trigger environmental disaster and historical oil shock. We told you just mentioned that, Austin. That's happening right now. And the CIA is facing backlash after a hidden document with potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years, in which they link all cancer to parasites.
That's interesting.
You know, I'm going to say this. Helga Clark came out with a book, The Cure for All Cancers, many, many years ago. They eviscerated her, and she said the same thing, that cancer was linked to parasitic infestations. And I see that repeatedly, you know, when I was working with patients, and a lot of people say that when they were using ivermectin, their cancer got cured because it's an anti-parasitical. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I know Helga Clark said it, and now the CIA is getting completely eviscerated because they're saying a newly surfaced CIA document suggests U.S. intelligence basically reviewed research that hinted to a possible cancer treatment more than 60 years ago. The document produced in February of 1951. Listen to that, Austin. 70 years, over 70 51. Years ago, 75 years, 74 years ago, 75 years ago, and declassified in 2014, summarizes a Soviet scientific paper that examined striking similarities between parasitic worms and cancerous tumors. The report describes how researchers believe both organisms thrived under nearly identical metabolic conditions and accumulated large reserves of glycogen, a form of stored energy. The research also highlighted experiments showing that certain chemical compounds were capable of targeting both parasitic infestations and malignant tumors. I mean, I've posted this on the website so you guys can read it, but this is a very, very important reference and article that I thought I would basically talk to you guys about. What's your next story, Austin? That was an abrupt segue.
That was an abrupt segue. I was ready for it. I was reading this article the other day. It's RFK Jr. This is actually a really positive move we're doing. It says over 50 U.S. medical schools will now be requiring detailed coursework in nutrition education now.
It's about time.
Join a $5 million initiative championed by RFK Jr. this week. Doctors praise the initiative while others suggest additional factors will have to be addressed. But essentially what they're doing is now, and this is when grant money is actually used properly for universities. So they're coming in now and saying, if you want to have basically a big chunk of this grant money, if you're a medical school, you're going to start having to require your medical students to take detailed coursework and classes in nutritional fields. Imagine that concept.
Well, you know, naturopathic colleges, and that's what I attended years ago. They taught that, you know, 40, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. And the problem with it is it's been basically, it's pushed out by Rockefeller Medical Center.
Yeah, big pharmaceutical was able to push that out. Because what happens is, so you think about this. If the government has this, you know, like a million-dollar pot grant, you know, so far $1 million grant, and they say, okay, we're going to give these university medical schools part of this money. They require nutritional classes. And then Big Pharma comes in and says, oh, by the way, we're going to donate $15 million to each university for promoting more pharmaceutical work. Well, the money doesn't math. You go, well, we can either get $15 million from Big Pharma, or we get $1 million as far as for nutrition. We're going to pick Big Pharma. And that's what they've done. It says the initiative addresses a giant gap in medical education. Physicians have historically received very little training in nutrition recently.
It's elective.
Nutrition education gives future physicians evidence-based tools to prevent and manage many of the common chronic illnesses. As part of the initiative on Thursday, participating institutions have agreed to offer at least 40 hours of nutrition education or a 40-hour competency equivalent beginning the 2026-2027 academic year. Schools must construct their curriculum based on a list of 71 core nutrition competencies that has now been developed by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Kennedy said the initiative will help address the chronic disease epidemic that is bankrupting our health system, and poor nutrition sits at the center of that crisis. Today's medical schools are committing to change how America trains its doctors, putting nutrition back where it belongs, at the heart of patient care. So this actually might make a difference.
Well, Austin, here's the deal. A person comes to you and they have these symptoms and they're nutritional deficiencies. Okay, they're not getting enough B vitamins.
I got a headache. Hmm? Why are you taking any magnesium? Are you drinking enough water?
It could be hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
It could be blood sugar disorder. Well, let's give you a morphine.
Or Oxycontin. Yeah.
What do you mean? I got a headache. Well, you will take care of the headache. I don't want to get addicted to opiates. Well,
oh, it's fine. OxyContin's not addictive.
I don't know what else to do with this. You're going to get OxyContin. Well, I don't want OxyContin. Well, you're going to get it no matter what. I'm giving it to you.
But Roberta Sackler famously said it's not addictive.
Yeah, they had an $8 billion fine with Purdue Pharma. And the crazy part about it is, I told you, I knew this one lady, her and her husband were running one of those pill mills.
Yeah.
And they got charged with felonies. They ended up both being convicted felons, and they fled to Russia. They were in Russia for years, and then finally the FDA came in and said, we'll drop the charges, you know, to this. You don't have to go to jail. Your husband has to go to jail for 6 months to like a little place. But they came out of it with millions and millions of dollars. She told me that they literally had people lined around the block to get their OxyContin.
It was pharmaceutical heroin.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
And the doctors were prescribing it in their clinic. I mean, so it wasn't like they were doing it on the street. They were selling it legally.
No, right. And they were filling scripts right from the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And the problem is the doctors, if you go back and read some of the research back then, the doctors were prescribing OxyContin for everything.
She told me that.
I sprained my ankle.
She told me they took a suitcase full of money and went to Russia.
Oh, I bet.
So I don't know how they got that through customs.
Private jet.
Oh. It's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're running that kind of cash, you just charter a jet. You're not flying coach in America.
But they didn't take their passports. So they skedaddled. They were gone.
No passports, nothing.
Oh, by the way, taking a daily multivitamin can actually slow down how quickly you age. A new study has
found.
There
you go.
And it was talking about how people who were aging more quickly than their biological age had the best results from this. In other words, if your health was in really bad shape and you were aging very quickly, if you took a multivitamin, and remember, they're using multivitamins I'm not going to promote on the show because I think they're junk. And what ends up happening is if you take something like the powdered multiple, you'll feel the difference within hours. I remember
it hit you fast.
I remember I had this one lady that I knew was a friend of mine, and she basically had a gastric bypass done, or actually had part of her stomach removed. And she took this product, and she says within 3 hours, she couldn't believe it. Her brain fog started clearing up. She started feeling great. So the powdered multiple is probably, well, I'm not going to say probably. I personally believe it's the finest, highest quality supplement built in the world. And it's the easiest one to absorb because there's no capsules to deal with. I love that product. I take it every day in my protein shake. And now when they're saying that, hey, if you take a multiple vitamins, you can actually slow down your biological age. Your answer is, duh. And this is the kind of stuff they should have been teaching in medical schools
a long time ago. This is the kind of stuff that they should be teaching the doctors. Will go, well, listen, okay. You know, you might need this prescription for something. I'm not saying all drugs are always bad. You know, this in here, this maybe need this drug. But why don't you throw in a multiple powder while you're at it? You know, why don't you throw in something that's actually going to benefit your cells? It's going to help with your mitochondria.
Every doctor should have a multiple powder like this product in their office for patients to purchase, period. Now, I know several medical doctors who actually do that.
Yeah.
They've actually got some really good products that they have in their office to be basically purchased by their patients.
At least a base.
Just a multiple.
Get on a base. Yeah, exactly, a base, a multiple base.
Because, I mean, if you take four scoops of that multiple powder a day, it's going to kick you upside the head. You're going to feel it right quick. And the crazy part about it is that's because your body is so deficient in most cases.
Well, I had a customer come in, a listener come in, that was a couple months ago, and he wanted a protocol. I put him on multiple powder, vitamin E, CoQ10, wanted to help out as far as with his circulatory system and overall health. Didn't want to spend a lot of money. I said, okay, we can figure it out. You know, that's about, you know, $100-something range, multiple powder, E, CoQ10. He came back in about a month later to get more multiple powder. He's like, I don't know what's in that stuff. He's like, but the first day I took it, I was zoom it off the walls. He goes, I thought you had caffeine in it. I said, there's zero caffeine. There's zero stimulants on this product. You can batch test. There's not a single stimulant in here. It's because the body, if it's so deficient in B vitamins, you take that high dose of B vitamins that are methylated, it's going to wake you up.
Especially if you're deficient.
That's what I'm saying. If you're deficient and your body's screaming for nutrients and screaming for multiple and screaming for B.
Oh, by the way, endometriosis. They've been talking about that now. And now they're saying that's when women have other types of, you know, they have tissue growing in their uterus area.
They can't get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is super common now. Like half the people I know in Atlanta knows have had this issue now.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about a little bit about natural ways that you can help take care of symptoms. I'll say it that way. Isoflavones, foods that are high in nutrients, parsley, chickpeas, you know, pistachios, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. And the thing they're really pushing is omega-3 fats.
Yep.
Cod liver oil. Okay, fish oil. Very, very, very important. So they're saying wild salmon, sardines, anchovies, herrings, you know, all this stuff. Very, very good for them as far as getting the omega-3 fats. Said chamomile tea can help, and then they really push probiotics and prebiotics, and then they come and they talk about resveratrol, which we have that too, and then turmeric, and then they talk about different things such as green tea, which is purple sticks, and how much it helps. Green tea may be able to alleviate symptoms of endometriosis by blocking aromatase and impeding angiogenesis, the formation of new blood vessels, the bioactive compound responsible for this Several animal studies suggest that the green tea can stop the progression of endometriosis and reduce pain and cramping. Although the research on green tea looks promising, more studies are necessary for humans, which I agree with that too. But it's not going to hurt you to try green tea as far as with the purple sticks. And then it talks about how important it is as far as from a dietary standpoint to eat clean and cut all the junk out of your diet. So I know it says 1 out of 10 women have this now. I think it's much higher than that. I think it's about 3 out of 10 that get it.
That's about right as far as my...
And it really affects pregnancy. It really affects a lot of things.
Well, this is why, if you've heard this, and I've personally seen this now, this is why so many women are having to do IVF in vitro now. I mean, it's becoming extremely common to the point the price has actually come down significantly on it from what it used to be, because there's so many women that are having to do this now. This is one of the main reasons.
We had to do that with Sharon, and the crazy part about it is that, you know, it was extremely expensive and the insurance wouldn't cover any of it.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Insurance will start covering some of it now because it's such a common problem. Now, if you have an issue like endometriosis, insurance is covering part of it. The issue that I have found, and this is what I've tried to explain to a lot of families, a lot of couples, is that you've got to get the body cleaned out of toxicity as well. The issue is now, this is something we're running into with everybody, is that so many people are becoming so toxic from the foods that we're eating, the water you're drinking or the sodas that you're drinking, that the food is becoming so polluted with everything in it, with the pesticides, with the herbicides, with these ultra-processed foods, these laundry list of ingredients, that the body is becoming so toxic it can't get pregnant. It's just trying to survive.
You know, your mom, she went through multiple 7-day cleansing programs since she got pregnant with you.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't get pregnant again. And the crazy part about this is when you stop and you look at it, you start to figure it out. You think, wow, what in the world happened? But she lived on Twinkies and Ding Dongs and cupcakes and all kinds of junk food when she was a kid. And so when you have really bad nutrition when you're young, it has a tendency to affect you your entire life.
And that's why I talk so much to parents about making sure you're proactive about what your kids eat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy just to be like, let them eat this. And like I said, I have a couple of mine that I know. They've got a son now. He's 8 years old. And I feel bad for him. I've tried to talk to him multiple times as far as the parents. And I mean, he's becoming morbidly obese. He's 8 years old. He's like 115, 120 pounds. I mean, obese. And the issue that is, he's big boned. He's a big boy. He's playing football.
Nonsense.
You know, when he's 13, 14 years old and he's over 200 pounds, he's got diabetes, it's not funny anymore. But, hey, it's fun right now. It's funny. It's not funny at all. It's sad because that kid also, too, and also remember this, whenever you build those fat cells before puberty,
hard to get back,
and you go through puberty, you go through the hormone change in the body, whether it's male or female, with all that fat, those fat cells are unbelievably hard to get rid of when you get older.
Pretty much every child that I know that was obese is a child's obese as an adult, period, unless they have, like, bypass surgery.
Or they have to fight it.
Or they have to fight it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the sad part about it is, I mean, I had this one lady one time tell me that we had too many rules because we ate clean, right? And her daughter was unbelievably obese. And finally I told her, I said, you know, I may have some rules as far as keeping my kids healthy. I said, but you didn't have any rules. That's why your daughter's 300 pounds.
This right here is why RFK Jr. is doing this. Mm-hmm. This is why he's adding these nutrition courses and saying, hey, listen, you guys want special grant money, actually do something productive, do something proactive, teach them actually how to be doctors and actually use nutrition as a tool instead of pretending that pharmaceutical drugs are the only way to do everything. Because this world we're in now with more drugs and more drugs. Oh, now we're going to put you on GLP-1s, put you on Ozempic. You're not on enough drugs. Now we're going to put you on fat loss drugs, but they're not fat loss drugs. They're diabetes drugs, and they're going to make you blind, kill your pancreas, and cause your body to shut down. But it's okay. Keep eating all the food you want. It's okay. You eat all the junk food you want. As long as you take your Ozempic, you'll still lose weight.
You know what's
That's
funny.
Literally what they tell everybody.
You know what? Cecilia Roosevelt, she's a medical doctor. She's also a psychiatrist. And she said that one of the primary causes of their people upcoming with marital problems were blood sugar issues.
Yeah.
They had hypoglycemia. And she said that once you stabilize the blood sugar in many of these women and men, that their marital problems went away. And now let me stop here for a second. I remember, you know, if my blood sugar gets low, I get grumpy. So does Austin. I'm not going to sit here and paint some halo over my head. It's the pits when I get like that. And I got to eat. And, you know, I remember Sharon, before she'd take me shopping, she'd go, you know, let me get you something to eat. Because if I was shopping and I got blood sugar problems and I want to go eat, I don't want to buy anything. I just want to leave and go eat. The problem is, how many people who aren't like this lady, Cecilia Roosevelt, who the first thing they do, oh, You've got a problem with depression. You've got a problem with this. Oh, we got to get you on Prozac or Zoloft. And they do, and they start with psychiatric medications. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the person except for blood sugar.
Well, I remember. I mean, this is me personally. I remember when I was a teenager growing up, I had issues with hypoglycemia.
Oh, yeah.
It's part of it. I'm really overactive pancreas. And he'd test my blood sugar sometimes. And also, my blood sugar would be through the roof. I wouldn't even that much junk. And so they knew at a young age I had to be cautious of what I ate because of different mood swings, different basically pass out. I've passed out before.
Can I tell a story on the airplane?
It's a good story. We've told it before. Not today. It's Tuesday. But hypoglycemia is, I'm telling you from experience, is a very real problem. So if you're continually having blood sugar problems and mood swings and it's up and down, maybe you need to start looking at your diet and what you're putting in your body and how your body's responding
to it.
That's
exactly right.
Just a fact. And also, too, guys, make sure it's a little. This is your 30-second commercial for the day. So I haven't done any ads. We have no ads, no commercials, no sponsors. In fact, nobody. Nobody tells us what to do on this show.
Health Masters is our sponsor.
Health Masters is our sponsor, thebrowershow.com. You guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Brower Show. Check out the podcast every single day. We got your news stories up here at the top. Give me camera four. The news stories at the top. You got the Angel War series we talked about for so many years. It's amazing that Dad did about download MP3s, contact us, watch live, get updates. And, of course, this one right here, boom.
That should also say support the show.
Support the show.
Yep, shop supplements. And we give you great products, too.
Oh, I give you great products. That's an understatement.
It is.
We put some work in these products. Oh, yeah. I mean, we don't produce junk. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I have had customers and listeners say, I need this. I want to try this. I mean, like, for example, the other day, somebody asked me about the magnesium brain food. And I said, just look at the reviews. Just scroll down on the reviews. You go down here. I mean, it's like awesome product. Years had it. Incredible product. Love magnesium brain food. There's nothing better. Brain food tastes great. By the way, I set this up with Shopify. These are all verified reviews, meaning you can't leave a review on this product unless you've purchased it through Shopify, through the website, meaning I can't fudge the numbers. I can't go on Amazon like certain companies do, by the way, and they'll buy reviews. Not calling anybody out. Not going to name any names. Any certain companies that sell a lot on Amazon and other interesting alternative news platforms. Yeah. Oh, he's got 500 reviews. They're all 5-star. Yeah. They're called bots. Anyways, I'm not going to put anybody else out there. But you can see the reviews on here. They speak for themselves. So certain products are they're needed, man. Your body needs them. Your body craves them. And when you start getting them in your system, you feel so much better. And speaking of feeling better now, there's another study that just came out on turmeric. Health benefits, effective remedies, consumption precautions.
Just talked about it with endometriosis.
Yep. It's another one now. They're coming back more and more on how turmeric. And see, it talks about how a lot of times people are trying to use turmeric powder and use it on their food and use large doses of it in their food. The problem with turmeric powder, there's nothing wrong with it. It can be great to be added. It's difficult for the stomach to break down and really absorb properly because it's a hard antioxidant to absorb. And so what happens is you got to use a large dosage of it. But what you can do is if you're really wanting to do it correctly, you do the product like we have, which is a super critical extract. And they use a CO2 extract on the turmeric. And what it does is
we get it out of Germany.
Correct. And with a super, super, super high dose. So, you know, one capsule of the turmeric force we have, you've got to eat like a whole stalk of turmeric out of it. Yeah, so you have to eat equivalent to it. The difference is with that, your bioavailability with the supercritical extract is massively higher than trying to eat this stuff. This another article just came out.
It's like having a methylated B vitamin.
It's exactly what it's like. Try to eat a bunch of food to try to get your B vitamins out of it, or eat, you know, basically methylated B vitamins like in the ultra multiple powder. But again, another study comes out on turmeric and what it does for the body.
Click over here and see what the 10 most common medications Americans are taking. I want to look at that real quick. Let's take a look at natural.
I just had Harrison do that article. He wrote this off for me.
This is Harris's news?
No. This is what they have it on here. I had him
Let's look at this. Acetaminophen, all right? That's basically Tylenol.
Yeah.
That's just one of the primary causes of liver failure nationwide. Ibuprofen, NSAIDs, they end up causing all kinds of problems with the heart, along with aspirin and naproxen. And then we've got all the rest of these things that are on all these different drugs. And the sad part about this is almost every one of these particular types of products can be basically substituted for nutritional supplements.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not making claims here, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't take some of these things if you've been prescribed them, because you need to have a doctor who gave them to you, take you off of them. But there's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a health standpoint with supplements without having to use drugs, because drugs all have side effects. If you have a problem with headache, you don't have a deficiency of Tylenol or, you know, or Nacid or anything else. You may have a blood sugar imbalance like we talked about a few minutes ago. You may have a problem with a brain tumor, for heaven's sakes, and they're masking the symptoms by giving you these types of drugs. Be really, really careful and always try to do a natural approach to everything that you do before you start on taking prescription medications. And before you ever fill a prescription medication, you go to that pharmacy where you're going to get that prescription, and you tell them you want the page out of the physician's desk references telling you the side effects. Because in many cases, right, the side effects that the drugs are trying to put you on are worse than the side effects of the condition you're trying to treat, like sudden death and suicidal depression with black box warnings, et cetera, et cetera. Be really careful what you take as far as drugs.
Well, and this is why I told everybody, before you start going on a lot of these pharmaceuticals, look at what you're putting in your body overall. If you're putting in a bunch of super inflammatory foods, a bunch of highly toxic seed oils, a bunch of hydrogenated oil, a bunch of ultra-processed foods, you're having inflammatory responses, you probably don't need a bunch of ibuprofen and aspirin. You need to clean your diet up. Remember, those stuff with the glyphosate in it, especially all this stuff with Roundup glyphosate, is extremely inflammatory. And this is why on our page here, we've got all these different articles I constantly bring you guys. They're right. And I mean, this goes right back and showing you the glyphosate page we talked about, weed killers and GMO food. We wrote this article a decade ago.
Yep.
A decade ago. Look at this. 2016 is when we put this out. 2016. 10 years ago. And we went into detail on the what goes on with the Roundup, with the glyphosate, with the testing, when they started testing these on rats. And every single rat grew massive tumors when they were giving them Roundup Ready resistant corn.
By the way, Trump just gave glyphosate a big, if they had pushed more glyphosate out, both Monsanto and Bayer. The problem with all that is that they're also using the defense industry as far as producing weapons. And they have to basically have a massive increase in glyphosate to help supply weapons to Israel.
Here we go.
And because of the chemicals that are used.
Goy slop. Make sure the goy got,
you know, why do they have to call, you know, people that aren't Jews goy like 50,000 times in the Jeffrey Epstein stuff?
You know why.
I know why.
You know why.
I understand, but I mean, I don't want to be, I'm not a goy. That's just like an animal.
That's what they see it as.
I mean, I'm not that. I mean, I'm a child of the Most High God.
And I agree, so am I. But they're some of those racist individuals on planet Earth.
Well, you remember what
Remember
what Benjamin Netanyahu said. He said that, you first of all, if you want to destroy a people, you have to destroy their humanity,
their identity. You've got to dehumanize them.
Well, they were crowds. Remember,
this has always been an effective strategy during warfare. They did it a lot during World War One
and
World War Two. You dehumanize the other side. You gotta give the soldiers a reason to fight. They've got to be angry, and they got to hate the other side and look at them basically as nothing more than just basically somebody else to kill. You know, I mean, look at warfare on it.
Because they call the French the frogs.
Well, when you humanize another person, and you, hey, this trench has to be held. When they come over here, you got to bayonet them to death and frag them.
Because they're gooks.
And you go, but I don't even know them. Doesn't matter. They're animals. They're krauts. They're gooks. You kill them on sight. Okay. That's what your job is. That's your orders. Okay. If you go, well, I know them. I've seen them before on the street. Oh, I know. That's Fred over there. He's going to come in this trench. You're going to bayonet Fred to death. Well, I don't want to bayonet Fred to death. Well, he's not Fred anymore. Now he's a kraut. Now you got to kill him. This is the sad part to me. Somebody sent me a video the other day of this Ukraine-Russia conflict. This is actually real footage. I verified it from one of my contractor buddies. And they're over there in the middle of trench warfare now at the border. They've stuck them down in trench warfare with Ukraine and Russia now.
Well, trench warfare is great because it keeps everybody fighting forever because they can't
win.
Right,
you can't win. And I'm looking at this and I'm going,
it's World War One again.
It was some of this video footage they had, body cam footage, and I mean, they're fragging each other. They're back to trench warfare. And I asked my buddy about it. He goes, no, it's real. He goes, what they're doing is, he goes, they're dehumanizing that entire group over there. He goes, the central banks in that Middle Eastern country that runs everything. He goes, they want them all dead. And he goes, the sad part about it is, Austin, he goes, you got Russians fighting Ukrainians. Half of these guys are probably related at some point. He goes, they're literally killing each other back and forth for no
civil war.
No purpose whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Zero purpose. They're telling this other side, Russia's invading, Ukraine's invading this, you guys got to kill each other to death in trench warfare. And he goes, they're doing it to continually dehumanize those groups until they remove them off the populace because they don't want them
there.
Well,
they had Nazi divisions over there 4 years ago. They were wearing swastikas because they were so happy that Germany had freed them from Russia. And so they were still loyal to Hitler. I'm just telling you the way it is 4 years ago.
So they're being punished for that.
And so they're being eliminated for that.
But the sick part about it is, you know, they literally were taking guys over there to conscript them at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember, all current wars and even most past wars are banker wars.
Okay.
They've got to wipe out the younger, aggressive, mean, high testosterone male population at an early age.
I'm going to say something that's going to make a lot of people mad.
Oh, boy.
It's Tuesday.
I don't even know where we're going for the show today. No, I had notes. I'm way off my notes.
You Christian Zionists, okay? You know right now over in Iran there are a lot of Christians being slaughtered. You know they killed a bunch of Christians in Gaza.
How about Beirut?
They're slaughtering Christians. They're slaughtering your brethren who claim to be Christians who follow Jesus Christ. They're killing them. So here's what I suggest that you do. I suggest that you, as soon as your son turns 18 years old, you make him enlist into the military so he can go fight for Israel for you. You're like, what do you mean? I think he needs to be boots on the ground in Israel, in Saudi, and everywhere else, and basically over there in Iran. That way he could get into the trench warfare, and your son, who's 18 years old, because you're pushing this Christian Zionism so hard because you want to bring in the Antichrist. By the way, that's why you're supporting Israel, because Israel figures into the end times, and they're going to rebuild a third temple and bring the Antichrist out because you want to get raptured. So if this is why you're doing this, because you want to have rapture and get raptured and leave the planet, why don't you go ahead and send your 18-year-old to fight and die over there for Israel? And that way, you get the full effect of what's happening to all the women and children over there, Austin. And see, I'm sorry, I'm being that adamant about it now because I cannot stand this. If a pastor cannot see what is happening over there, if a pastor cannot look and say, this isn't okay from a Christian standpoint, you know, we're supposed to be walking in love with one another, and we're not supposed to be blowing up girls' homes, etc. They killed a whole bunch of girls over there the other day, and Israel came out and said, it's better off for them to be dead than have to wear a burqa. That's kind of a skewed opinion, isn't it? I mean, why do you have the right to say
that? That's a pretty dark. I mean, granted, I am no Muslim sympathizer, but that's a dark. I mean, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of the stinking. Oh, man,
easy.
That reminds me of ATF when they burnt down the Waco compound and killed 76 women and children. They said, well, you know, we were going there to protect them, but now they're dead, so they're better off being dead than they were with basically in the compound with David Koresh. And I mean, David Koresh was a lunatic. He was a nutbag. They had every opportunity to arrest David Koresh when he was downtown every single weekend and playing guitar in a bar they knew of. They had every opportunity to do a traffic stop initiate and arrest him while he was driving around all the time. They never had to hit that place with a full FBI, National Guard, tank, CS gas, helicopter, psychological warfare team for 51 days. Out of control. I don't know how I got touched off on that, but that's how they acted. Well, they're better off dead than with David Koresh. So you're better off to burn them alive?
You got
to
remember, though. You know, find out who you can't criticize. Find out who rules you.
There you go.
And you know, once the government becomes tyrannical and once we have a boot of tyranny on our neck, then how can we live under that yoke? I mean, that's not I'm asking that question.
Well, Washington asked that numerous times.
Look at Italy right now. Women are being raped by gang rapists. And some lady gets out, she's a politician over there, she goes, how can women trust a system if gang rapists cannot be deported? Milani slams Italian judges for blocking the expulsion of dangerous foreign criminals who have repeatedly raped in gang raping situations women all over Italy. But they can't deport them because they're DEI. Because they want it, because the Rothschild banking cartel has deemed it so that sovereignty and national unity can be destroyed by bringing in other people from other countries because they destroy the very fabric of that society. And that's where we are right now. I mean, we brought in millions of people from the Middle East over here right now in the United States and from around the world. And we're now in a situation where we go to Walmart, nobody speaks English. Well, my mom came over here from Germany. She had to learn English. She had to become an American citizen before they would give her citizenship rights. She had to learn English. She had to become functional in English before they did that for her. She had an incentive to learn English, Austin.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't do that anymore. It's unbelievable. They just take they take the test and everything else they want in Spanish. We've lost our national identity. And what did Barack Obama said? He said we were a Muslim nation. He also said we were no longer a Christian nation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, where does he come up with this junk? I mean, he was born in Kenya. We all know that. I mean, even Trump called him out for that way back when. But yet, we still have him in there. And now, with the auto pen signatures that Biden did with the doggone pardons, Austin, they're saying now that they're not going to prosecute that. I mean, what the heck, man? Well, that's because the people that run the country stay the same. The politicians who are the figureheads are not the men behind the curtains. They do what they're told to do. Just like Trump has done what he's been told to do now with the support of Israel. It's
exactly
sad.
Right.
I mean, really, it's sad. I'm going to read you this article real quick, unless you got another thing you want to talk about.
I got another one to cover here in a second here. This is a good article. It says, who really makes your supplements and why it sometimes is terrible for you? This is Harrison wrote this for me. He said, corporate ownership versus consumer trust. Look who's behind some of the major supplement brands. I didn't write this for me because a lot of people ask this question if these major brands are on Amazon. And again, I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just going to bring up facts. These are facts of ownership of certain brands that's online right now.
If you want to support them, that's your call.
Yeah. It says Nature Made is made by Pharmavite, acquired by Artusta Pharmaceuticals in 1989. It says Natural Bounty, Solgar, and Puritan's Pride, now in front of the Bountiful category, acquired by Nestle. Basically, it says brands like Pure Encapsulation is basically Garden of Life, Douglas Labs, and part of Nestle Science via Atridium Innovations. Why ownership affects quality. Nearly 46% of multivitamin products were found to contain 24 and 157% of the labeled nutrient levels. So what happens is now a lot of these products, when you actually go to test them, they're not what they say they are.
We've done that.
And then you have what happened with Amazon, and they got called out for this. When people were actually ordering products of Amazon, they found out that the products were fake from China with brand name labeling on them that they were getting, and they weren't even the product at all. Meaning they didn't have the ingredients they said on them. They were just fake products from China. Somebody put a label on, basically, that it was another major brand on Amazon and sold them.
Finish, I got to tell you a story. This
Okay. Says the reason why HealthMaster stands apart, accountability, high standard manufacturing, and transparent formulations. No filler, no junk, no proprietary blends, no masking dosages. Our labels reflect what's in the bottle. And I want to bring this up to you. So if you guys want to look this stuff up and realize why we sell what we sell and why our products actually work, check them out at healthmaster.com.
I was in France 2 weeks ago.
Right. You were in France 2 weeks ago.
I was in France. One of my hidden locations. And I had a friend.
Undisclosed.
And I had a friend of mine wanted me to check out a chateau to buy. Not for, you know, for them to buy. And they wanted to get my opinion on it. I said, all right. So we saw these beautiful pictures of the big swimming pools. This place was gorgeous. I mean, it was unbelievably nice. And then we come to find out that a man from China, Chinese guys, owned it, and he had started a alcohol company in which he was making brandy out of France in order to import into China.
Import into China?
Hmm?
Okay.
Because it was French brandy, you know, like cognac.
Okay,
know, that kind
expensive
of stuff.
Expensive stuff.
And sure enough, we got to the house, and there's this big flask of his brandy.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was bringing it all. He was bringing it from France with his gardens there into China. And this was his headquarters.
Okay.
And he was selling it.
Okay.
We get to the house, and the pitcher's like 15 years old.
Yeah.
The pool should have fins going through the middle of it as far as living things in it because it was unbelievable.
Green?
No, it was green. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't
see lime green.
I'm surprised someone tried to reach out and grab us from the pool.
Florida had a gator in it.
No. Listen to this. And so all around it is slums. Okay. The house hadn't seen a pressure wash in, you know, 20 years. We went into one of the outbuildings. It was filled with mold to the point when I walked into it, I had to run out of it. This is supposed to be his manufacturing facility.
Oh, yeah.
It had not had a person living in there probably for 25 years. It was so bad, it was mind-boggling. So then we go into the kitchen, and it's not been basically remodeled in 50 years. Okay. And I'm like, okay, this is great. And, of course, the whole house is filthy on the inside. Then we found the perfect location. We go down into the basement. The basement's got 36 inches of water in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And no, the mold was, like, flowing from the bottom of the basement. It had flooded from the rains they had had. And they had not had the insight to put a pump in there and pump it dry before they showed the house for sale. I looked at the realtor, and I said, this is something we are just not interested in. We got to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I find out that he was bringing zero brandy and cognac out of France. He was making it all in China, and the whole thing was a front, and it was all fake.
Sounds all right.
Now, you listening to me? I'm talking about other supplement companies now that are bringing stuff in. Like it said, they contain 25% of what they say they do. If you wonder how I was going to segue that, I remember years ago, I had two TV evangelists. One of them is dead now. And they said to me, we want you to start marketing our product.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
Okay.
It was basically a multivitamin packet.
That they were going to take into third world countries in Africa, and it's going to be a multi-level kind of thing,
which I don't
do multi-level. But I thought they wanted me to get my opinion on it, and so we had it assayed.
Yeah, the lab we used.
It did 90% of what they said it had in it wasn't even, they weren't even trace amounts of it.
Pictograms.
And it was basically silica. It was sand. So they're going to give all these people in Africa sand and say it was a multivitamin. And you think, well, this really happened? Oh, yeah. And I told him, I said, I have absolutely no way that I'm putting my name or my credibility to support or to promote this product ever. And, of course, neither one of these two guys, because I told them I did it. But the problem was, that's the kind of stuff that's out there right now when it comes to the vitamin market. The vitamin market right now is the wild, wild west. It really is. You don't know what you're going to get. The 25% of what they say is in it, we just read you the article. Unbelievable. By the way, there are only two forces operating in a world foreign policy today. This is by Paul Craig Roberts. The neoconservative doctrine of U.S. hegemony and Israel's agenda of greater Israel. You hear what I just said? He said two things forcing right now. He says only two things working. He says, and Israel and Netanyahu, America's puppet, Donald Trump, are preparing the world for the Antichrist. I want to cover this. Paul Craig Roberts doesn't get into the Antichrist kind of stuff very often, but here he is. It seems that neither the governments, with the exception of Israel, media, or commentators understand what is transpiring in the Middle East. Governments are offering to mediate the conflict. Russia and China, either of which could have prevented the conflict, are calling for peace. And Iranian government officials apologize for attacking the Arab city-states that serve the U.S. as air and naval bases for the Israeli-American attack on Iran. It seems that the Putin disease of never attacking those who facilitate attacks on Russia has spread to Iran. It is not clear. Well, Putin's a high-level Mason. I'm just going to let you know that right now. This is all Masonic Lodge stuff. It is not clear even to Iran, it seems, that Iranians are in an existential fight for their very existence, a fight that could only end in their victory or defeat. Israel's American puppet will have to end no other way. Do Russia and China not understand that the calls for peace are ridiculous and suggest that the governments of both countries have no comprehension whatsoever of reality? Just as Putin is unrealistic beyond belief, thinking he can obtain a mutual security agreement with Washington about abandoning hegemony, this is the same thing as far as trying to stop the greater Israel. What are the consequences? As far as I can tell, none of Israel and Washington's targets are sufficiently aware that they are targets and continue to believe in negotiations. It seems to me that the case can be made, perhaps it has been made, that the Zionists are Satan's agents and that the Zionist ranks will rise the Antichrist. This is Paul Craig Roberts saying this, the same thing we've been saying now for 20 years. Perhaps it's going to be Benjamin Netanyahu who will be the Antichrist. Netanyahu is the dominant force in today's world, not Trump, not Putin, not Z. They're not even players. It's all Benjamin Netanyahu. That's because he controls the central banks to the Rothschild boys. Now remember, he's a cutout too. He's not the head guy. Netanyahu has used America to destroy for Israel, Iraq, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, and now the targets are Iran, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, and Turkey. True to form, these countries will not unite to protect themselves any more than Russia, Iran, and China. It seems that the world is at risk of governments incapable of comprehending reality. Try to find some serious people in the world. They're the ones you hate the most. They disturb you in your comfortable world and official narrative in which others are evil but not us, in which others have difficulties but not us, except those caused by anti-Semites, racists, homophobes, and the right to lifers. Governments that cause wars are bringing democracy and freedom. As George Orwell said, war is peace. What he's saying is the entire planet has turned upside down now. Remember in Thessalonians it says they're going to rebuild that third temple, and now they're calling for a false flag in Israel, Austin, to destroy the Dome of the Rock so they can rebuild their third temple. In other words, they're going to say that Iran dropped a missile on the Dome of the Rock, and they're going to be able to rebuild the third temple, and they're going to bring the Antichrist out in that third temple on the temple steps, as it says in the book of Thessalonians, and declare himself God. That's what this whole thing's about over there. Never let it, never realize, don't you think, this is not about oil. This is about full-blown Antichrist and Satan ruling the planet, period. I covered this in Angel Wars. There. I got it out.
You good now?
I'm good. I can breathe now.
I'm going to cover a topic that I've had probably five or six people send me texts on and send me emails
on. Lift
the
ban on peptides.
Peptides.
They banned
it. They're still, I'm going to give the caveat to this right now, and I'm going to cover this real quick. So, this is a horrible segue. I didn't know how to segue off the Dome of the Rock and the Antichrist and the apocalypse happening to peptides. I couldn't figure out how to do it.
That's a rough
segue. That was a hard segue to do. I'm pretty quick on my feet.
Rough segue.
So,
tough segue.
Tough segue. So,
peptides.
Peptides. So there's numerous peptides that are out on the market, like GLP-1s, Ozempic. That's actually classified as a peptide. There's a lot of companies now and a lot of, you know, influencers that are coming out now, and they're saying, well, you need to do this peptide and this peptide. There's a lot of companies that are selling these peptides. There's a few of them that have actually had really good results as far as the nutrition community and have done really good results. And Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is planning to loosen restrictions on some peptides that the FDA has previously prohibited from compounding pharmacies from producing. However, this is what I want to put the caveat on. There's some peptides out there that I've looked at, and yes, I might carry some in the future if they clear this up and the FDA is not on everybody's back with them, because I think there's some oral BPC-157. That's a good one that I've seen results with. However, here's the caveat.
It needs to be staggered.
It needs to be staggered, and you've got to be getting it from a compounded place that you know is producing a high-quality peptide. They're willing to show you an assay sheet that is not basically altered. It is verifiable. Here's the problem that I have in the peptide world right now, because I've been in the nutrition industry for years. The peptide world has turned into the CBD world. It's like the Wild West now.
Everybody's
every single friggin' mom, dad, son, daughter, pops, you know, everybody now has got selling peptides. If you click in peptides for sale on Google, you'll literally get like 50,000 websites of people selling peptides. I know this for a documentable fact. About 99% of all the peptides online are made from one source over in China. Or not one single source, multiple sources, but one place over in China that sells them. They sell bottles, little vials, with basically the powder in them that you have to mix bacterial static water with, and then you inject them. The problem with this is there is no verifiability with majority of these manufacturers online with peptides. None. Zero. You're taking a vial.
Injecting it.
And you have no idea where it came from. It's, you know, mom and pop's peptides for sale. They work. And they've got like 50 reviews on their products that are not verifiable at all. And it's a website you look up and it's been online for literally a year.
And their phone number is a Google number.
Yeah.
No, it's not a real number.
Yeah. Because I had a friend of mine just the other day. He goes, what do you think about this company with peptide? And I said, I'm not giving you any reviews on this stuff unless I know who they are. And I pulled them up. Sure enough, I did just a 5-second search. The website's been in play for 8 months.
Well, no, and I called one the other day. It was a Google number, which, in other words, it's not even a real phone number.
You can't even verify it. You email somebody, they'll respond to you in 2 weeks, and most of the time, they don't even speak English, the way they send these stuff to you. So be very cautious of this stuff. If you're going to do peptides, make sure you're getting it from like a compounding pharmacy or a company that you know has been in business for a long time. These fly-by-night peptide companies, they're selling you trash in most cases, and it's unbelievably expensive. I mean, I saw a sheet from a guy. So I was curious about some of the stuff. And this was it. This was a sheet from a peptide manufacturer in China. You could order them in. You had to order like 1,000 vials of each peptide. They were $4 and $5 a vial. And they were selling them for $100 a vial. And they couldn't even verify what was in them. China just sent them in a giant box with a label on the box. You know, BPC. Where's the documented assay?
Roll that. What are the 19 peptides that were patients made?
They haven't listed on here yet.
Yeah,
there's 19 of them that the FDA has put on the do not formulate list in 2023. 14 of them he's going to get pulled off. So this is an ongoing topic that's happening. I will keep you apprised on it. If this actually goes through, I might actually have some of the compounding pharmacy that I know in Florida manufacture these for me. They're actually really, really good. Some of the oral stuff like BPC-157, which I have seen good results with the people.
Yeah, but you got to modulate. You can't take it all the time.
It needs to be used for injuries or health or gut health and certain things like that. And it needs to be assayed and tested from an actual compound.
It can elevate insulin and it can also cause type syndrome X and it can cause diabetes.
Yes.
You got to be real careful with this stuff.
That's the other thing with these peptides is you got these social media influencers that are like, oh yeah, start injecting this stuff at 500 milligrams a day. A, you don't even know where the stuff came from. you bought it online from a place that sent it to you that got it out of China. B, you don't even know the actual dosage on it. C, you don't even know what the long-term effects are on this stuff if you can't actually figure out what the dosage you're taking. So again, I'm not on that wagon where you need to start just randomly taking all this stuff. And by all means, if you're looking at a website, do 5 seconds of research and figure out how long they've been around. If a website's got a domain name that's bought 8 months ago, don't buy from them. I don't care how cool they are, what graphics they sell, or how great the reviews are. If a company's been online for a year, 2 years, 3 years, don't buy from them. You have no idea the verification and the efficacy of these products at
all. And if they have a Google phone number,
no,
don't even go there.
You want to call us up? You know our phone number. Call us up at Health Masters. Email us. We're here.
Been around,
I'm on the show every day.
Been around for 45 years.
I don't put out trash because I take my own products. I'm not going to put it in my body, and I'm sure as heck not going to put it in my kid's body. So if I put something in my name on it, you darn well know we're taking it, and I expected it, and I tested it, and I'm running it. So
I mean, we have our picture on the labels.
Yeah. We're changing our labels around some, though. We're going to be doing some updates on the labels. I got some testing ones that are coming out. I'm going to let you see them. And they're pretty cool. Some updated stuff that's really, it's time to update the labels. So you guys are excited about that.
I like the labels.
Yeah, but the issue we're running into, and this is a topic.
Here we go.
Is that half the real estate on the bottle is him and my big head.
I think we look good.
Well, I didn't say we look good.
It ties together with a podcast.
The problem is, a lot of times people can't read the labels.
Oh, that's true.
The D3 is so small because half the label's us on it, which, I mean, I like looking at us. But it doesn't work anymore from basically what people want to see on the label. So I'm updating some stuff on it. I'll let you guys see some of the prototypes we have together. But I think you guys are going to like them. And we're going to have a lot more information on the label. And per your request, I probably had 100 people request this, the font will be bigger so you guys can read it.
That has been a problem.
That's been a problem. And so I'm fixing that problem now. And we're going forward.
Well, it's like a credit card. You get a credit card, and they've got all this room on the back of the credit card.
Yeah, and the numbers are that big. And all this blank space.
And you got like a magnifying glass to see the phone number. You're over in Europe. You're trying to call back to the credit card company because they seem to have held up your credit card because they don't want you to buy gas at this gas station. And you can't even call them because you can't read the number. Then you got to get a magnifying glass out.
Sounds like you've been there before.
And it's like last week, 2 weeks ago, this happened. And you're like, what the heck's going on here with this mess?
Yeah. So we're fixing that. I listen to you guys, unless you don't think I do. And so that's my take on the peptides. I'll keep you updated on the ongoing situation. But please, before you start just injecting random peptides in your body, I'm not recommending it. Do some research on where the stuff's actually coming from. There are pharmacies that compounded that you can get them from. If that's where you really want to go, you're going to pay some money for them.
Now, some of the top people that were manufacturing them and they were real stopped selling.
Well, they've gotten busted.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is, and I will say this, the FDA does not like competition with Big Pharma. There have been multiple peptides that have had fantastic results in clinical trials, and suddenly they couldn't get patented. Suddenly, you know, Pfizer couldn't patent on them and sell them for $1,000 a pill. Suddenly the FDA comes in and says, oh, by the way, we're not approving this anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember when the FDA during COVID tried to ban NAD or NAC, N-acetylcysteine? They said, we're banning it. Yeah. How do you ban it? It's a derivative of sulfur. Well, some big pharmaceutical company back in the 80s basically tried to have a patent on it, and they tried to redo it again and say, you cannot use this stuff. It's not safe.
Look at the CBD oil.
Yeah, CBD, a lot of people had great results from that. FDA came in and said, nope. And then what they did was they used the banks as their basically,
yep,
their police officers. The banks came in and said, we're shutting down your virtual terminal. This is what's happened with the FDA, with the peptide companies as well. So you got to be very cautious of that and know what you're getting into. Anyways, next topic on there. I want to get hung up on the same thing. And there's one article I want to cover here. Oh, giant problem. Experts address the massive epidemic of vaccine injury now.
There we go.
This is interesting. They're having a discussion now. They're saying the U.S. must address this massive epidemic of vaccine injury, according to scientists, doctors, lawyers, and medical freedom activists. The Maha Institute, President Mark Gordon, told the defender the massive epidemic of vaccine injury is a giant problem. Well, you know, it's kind of funny because they're saying this is a problem, but yet they told us under Operation Warp Speed that this thing was safe and effective. And they did 3 months of clinical trials on a RNA gene therapy shot that DARPA developed, and suddenly it was safe to put out on the market. This is a video. You remember this video? You sent it to me.
I did.
This is a video when they basically tried to have all these people, random people started dying. Remember?
Boom.
People started passing out all the time.
Boom.
Over, what, 1,500
athletes died.
Boom. These were live games, by the way, live feeds. Suddenly all these people constantly passing out all the time. I don't think Alex Jones passed out. I don't know why he's added in there. I remember this. I mean, it was like every other game, somebody was falling out in Europe.
And here, too.
And here. I mean, it became a serious problem all the time. People getting shots and falling on the ground, having seizures.
Boom.
This wasn't normal, guys. This wasn't something that anybody ever actually thought was supposed to be normal, yet they normalized it. They said, oh, it's safe and effective.
Well, these people are not falling down. But
this is not staged. When you see somebody falling over and passing out.
Hitting their head like that.
And they're just going flat down on their face. I mean, that's a serious issue. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I digress because this video goes on for a while discussing this and showing it. But this is why you've really got to be cautious on who you believe with what's actually giving you information on here and what they're actually telling you. Because for about 2 years straight, they said if you didn't get the shot, you were the problem. Remember, it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They repeated that for probably 6 months straight.
My shot doesn't work because you haven't had your shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you had this. Everybody started falling down when they got the shots, blacking out, having cardiac arrest.
I told you that my friend over there that I talked to in Germany, actually in France, the medical doctor told me had a lot of his patients that have heart attacks, and he said the biggest problem was depression and suicide.
Really?
From the shots, yeah.
Yeah.
He said a lot of people were just dropping dead. He said if they learned that they're not even to use remdesivir. They said they didn't even do that.
No, remdesivir was pretty much a death sentence.
Yeah.
I mean, you had about 4 to 5 days on remdesivir from my experience seeing people that went to the hospital.
I buried Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now if you've gotten the shot, it's already been there, make sure you're working on a circulatory system, spike protein survival kit. That's D3, basically the
Nattokinase.
Yep, and AC. What else would you throw on there as far as a help out? And the multiple powder.
Oh, omega-3 fats.
Omega-3s?
Because it thins the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I would do. And I would also remember that, you know, you've got to be taking B-complex, too. B-complex is very, very important as far as reducing the amount of...
Now, would you add in more B-complex on top of the multiple powder if you're already taking this?
If I had taken the spike protein shot, I would, yes.
You go with the COVID shot?
I take 4 a day. I would take 4 a day every day.
Additional ones in there?
Take them in the morning, though. Don't take them at night because you won't be able to sleep.
And take them with food.
And take them with food. Yeah. You're better in food.
Yeah? Okay. So that's the spike protein kit and the multiple with the B-complex. The B-complex would probably help out as far as with energy levels, mitochondria, anything else you throw in there?
Well, what happens is they found out that folate B12 and basically different B vitamins actually reduce the amount of inflammation in the arterial walls and it decreases the risk of atherosclerotic plaquing. And since you know that that's one of the biggest problems is that these sand spurs that they injected into people were going into the arteries where you have they'd go together and they'd create a little turbulent flow.
That was
there.
The spike protein, the sand spur he's referring to.
And that would basically cause a blood clot. And so the whole key is you've got to keep the blood thin. You've got to keep the cardiovascular system running. That's why these people were falling down and dropping down dead because they were getting their blood flow was being decreased.
Basically plugged up. Mm-hmm. The arteries are like pipes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You start throwing a bunch of mud and sludge and sand spurs and blood clots in there, and everything just kind of stops.
A couple of years ago, I had some of my gutters that went under the back of the house. They were big. They were 6-inch pipes that channeled water off the back porch, and they got leaves in them. And we had to pour doggone like drain cleaner to dissolve the leaves. Yeah, and that's the same thing.
6-inch line—that's a big line.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of water. And the crazy part about it is that it was not working because of the leaves and the debris. But that the drain cleaner will clean all that stuff. That'll just dissolve it. But don't take drain cleaner. They were telling people to take bleach during COVID. Don't do that.
I was just about to say, that is not what we're committing. Well, the Nattokinase helps out as far as break up the fiber, and I know that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why the Nattokinase is such a popular product and why we always recommend it. And that's why I put together the Spike Protein Survival Kit for that reason. This is a kit with NAC. Mm-hmm. Which detoxes the body.
And Nattokinase.
Nattokinase and the vitamin E.
I would throw the cod liver oil in there, too.
Okay. I tried to keep this kit around $100 because that's what everybody was requesting to make it really affordable to really start. If you had to do anything, start on this. It was circulatory and immune detox support. That's what we put everybody on with it.
Oh, by the way, don't support the Antichrist.
Fact you have to tell people that nowadays.
And don't support the Antichrist so you can get raptured. And don't support the Antichrist so you can get raptured so you can kill everybody on the planet. I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, remember, we walk in love through God, And, you know, Jesus Christ is saving yesterday, today, and forever. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, including not supporting the Antichrist. I mean, I don't know what the heck you guys are thinking about supporting this mess over there in the Middle East to bring in the Antichrist. I think what's happened is you're not being told the truth from your pulpit.
No, that's exactly right.
And you know, so just if you got a church that's basically pushing pro Israel all the time, no matter what they do or who they kill, just step out of the church and walk away and stop giving them money. That's my thought to you guys. And remember, always remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
It's a fact. Last day, check it out. You want some GHI cleanse, you know where to get it. We don't mess around. We make real products. So if you want to support Ted and Austin Brower Show, buy a can of GHI. You'll feel a lot better doing so. Have a blessed night. Stay strong. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.